We're live.
My
No,
God. Wait, the wait.
okay. Shut up. We're already
All
live.
right. Welcome
Okay.
back
Meeting
to
is
the
being recorded.
Decision Podcast
Wait.
Time Times.
You have to, I
Name
have to consent to being recorded.
All right.
No.
You
Okay.
guys both consent.
Consent.
All right. Good. Joey.
Sorry, you don't get to consent.
I don't know
okay.
if you consent. Anyway, that's not important. Then we're talking about Invincible. It's the show on Amazon Prime. It's
yeah, not the movie.
Not the movie. Is there a movie?
Did we
yeah.
start?
The movie, Steven. Why would we be talking
no,
about the movie?
The Invincible. It's like the movie with the.
All right.
Okay.
Look what you've done.
Okay.
Look what you've done. This is a failure of a podcast.
It's the movie. It's the movie with like the Mr. Glass or whatever that.
Are we actually starting?
Oh,
yeah,
that movie is actually pretty good.
Oh, with
yeah,
Bruce
the Invincible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, that's
we're talking about the show.
Topic. Dude,
so
we're not
talking about that
talk
now.
About anything.
We're talking about that now.
No, the last podcast with Bramer, no. dude. I don't think we talked about something.
It was an hour long, and we like
yeah.
did not.
What do you
talk
guys
about
think about M. Night Shyamalan movies?
Shut up. We're not.
So weird. You're making that movie old about people on a beach that age accelerated.
And then there's the movie Holes, where they dig holes.
Yeah,
oh, I like
also
that movie.
Also, Avatar.
Wait, yeah, yeah.
That was good.
All he
right.
made one of the greatest movies.
Okay. Right. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm sorry for that long intro. No, we're doing
yeah,
it over
Nathan
again.
Nathan already did that.
Yeah.
Shut up. We're talking about the Invincible show.
Uh-huh.
Nathan already said that.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Anyway, back to Nathan, because I'm the leader of the intro. So, talking about Invincible, the show, and we'll just go around
that.
And give our general thoughts to start. But I know Steven watched it really quickly, and I also did too, because I'm not like a binger of shows. And it was 8 episodes. Like
by really quickly, you mean you, in a day?
Yeah. So you watched it in like a day. I watched it probably over 3 or 4 days. So that's just, you know, that's my first thoughts. Is like, I don't do that, and I did it for this show. So it was pretty, you know, invested.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve, you can start.
Okay. I think the show format of like hooking you in from the first episode, it's like obviously that's what you want to do, but like this show did it like especially well. Just like you figured it was going to be like a normal superhero show. Like Invincible almost seems like a Peter Parker character, like with Omni-Man being like some sort of mentor, but then by the end he like kills the so-called heroes.
Spoiler. You have to put a spoiler warning.
Okay.
Spoiler
yeah, I was gonna say, can we do complete
yeah,
spoilers?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they're watching right. a podcast about the show, I feel like they should expect.
Not necessarily.
No.
Yeah, they could watch like half.
Yeah, like Danny.
Now there's
an idiot. Okay.
Danny knows all the spoilers.
Danny,
hopefully
no,
none of your
no,
watchers
okay.
are
Danny
like.
Danny knew he was getting spoilers, and he decided to watch
have
it.
Have you watched YouTube clips on like some of the last episodes?
Okay. Yeah. So that's my general thoughts so far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. I mean, I automatically saw on TikTok like the first day it came out, I saw the first scene where Omni-Man kills all the people. So like I knew that was gonna happen, but like I was still really confused. And then I watched the show before like all the episodes came out, so I had to wait for the last like
oh,
3 episodes.
I didn't even know you were that.
Yeah, no, because like right after I saw that, I was like, well, this looks pretty interesting. So I watched that. And I like liked it a lot. And then obviously I was super confused when I like started watching it though. And I really did not think that that scene was going to be in the first episode. That surprised me so much.
Yeah.
Like I was expecting that like very end and that being like super big, but it was literally like the first episode, the end credit
yeah.
scene.
Yeah. Anything you go.
All right. No, I just, cause like, I thought like, okay, Danny said he watched like, The Cosmo Variety Hour, whatever, he reviewed it, and Danny said he watched it because he thought it was just like a cartoon show that like wasn't that popular. And I saw like YouTubers posting about it and stuff. I was like, oh, is this like a thing? Because I didn't know about the comics or anything. It was kind of like The Boys. Like I didn't know those comics existed.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of memes about Omni-Man doing like the Think thing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
There's a bunch of memes about him like beating like his son.
Wait, is there so, comics like, to this?
Yeah, yeah. There's an Invincible comic. But anyway, so I just knew that, but I didn't know, like, I kind of knew Omni-Man was bad because, like, I heard comparisons to him, like, him and Homelander or whatever, but, like,
yeah.
Anyway, so I knew that much, but I didn't really have spoilers for this, and I watched it kind of late, so I didn't have to wait like you did, Bremer. I didn't know you watched it that early because I knew a lot of people figured it out kind of late as well. So.
Yeah, I knew Omni-Man, like, I had a suspicion Omni-Man was bad because, like, there's that Venom trend, you know, I'm talking
yeah.
about. On TikTok where it like always cuts to
yeah
and like turning around
that.
So I was like I'm assuming he's like a bad person, but like I was still shocked from the first episode because like it seemed like he was fine, and then you know, so yeah.
Death.
What about you, Joey?
I thought it was good. I watched it in a couple days. I watched like an episode a day, but because the episodes were long, kind of long.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to watch it all at once, but I wanted to keep watching.
Ooh, busy man. Yeah. Now, I mean, I watched like the first five within, but I think I watched it all in a night. Like, I think I watched, because I think I started watching it at 7 and I finished watching it like 2 a.m. No, because after the first episode where like he kills them all, I was so hooked into it. Like, I automatically, yeah, exactly. I wanted like to know like exactly what happened and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got pissed off because the show wasn't all the way out.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Well, I like watched like 5 episodes and I was like, I texted Nathan. I was like, I should probably stop. And I think we were going to like film a podcast here, do something, but then he had to do something. So he's like, just finish the show. I was like, okay. And then I did.
Yeah, because I mean, the great part about having like an 8 episode series, like there's gonna be more seasons now, but like with only 40 minute episodes, I guess 40 minutes is kind of long, but like the pacing's so quick and so much is happening that like it's so such an easy watch, and that's like why we kind of all breeze through it. So I was like the best part of the show, and you said like the scene at the beginning or at the end of the first one like hooked you in. Like the whole show was kind of like that. Like I feel like everything sort of hooked you and kept you engaged and stuff. So I don't know, the knowing that Omni-Man killed those people, but like not knowing why. Like kind of figuring that out with the characters was like the best part. Like that's the best part of like WandaVision and Loki, is you know something that happened, but you don't know like the why. So that's
A character I thought was super interesting was, what was his name? Adam Damian Eve. Dark. Okay, well Adam Eve, obviously. the detective guy.
Yeah,
he was in there for like 3 episodes, but then like I thought he was actually gonna like do something, and then he just kind of like got sent back to hell or something
He told the wife.
That's true. So he like he did help the wife like figure it out.
Yeah,
he was just probably come back. I feel like
yeah,
he was in it too much to just be gone.
And well, then he was also like in the closet, right?
Yeah,
like he was kind of hiding in the shadows. Yeah, or I don't even know.
Yeah, then I think it was just a notebook because that's what she found, and she was
reading. No, that's when she found his note. Or
yeah.
No, the interesting part to me is like the whole thing. You thought Cecil or whatever was trying to figure out like. Like why Omni-Man did it, because he kept saying that he's like, oh, like, or like who did it? He kept trying, Damien, we need your help doing this, da da da.
Yeah.
And then by the time Damien Dark whatever comes to him and he's like, dude, it was Omni-Man, and he's like, yeah, I know. And then he like made him disappear, and he's like we know why. He's just he knew who did it, but he's trying to find out like why he did it. So
yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting, because Cecil wasn't necessarily like a good person. He was just trying
But like I still feel like he made the right choice, because like if they they try to rush that, Omni-Man's just gonna like kill them all. Like they had to find a solution to like try to take Omni-Man down, and by the end they kind of got like screwed. Like they didn't really figure it out. It was like already put in motion by the wife.
Yeah.
So then they kind of had to rush things.
Yeah. Did Omni-Man? They got the zombie people and like that big Kraken thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did that thing like wait? Did Invincible end up saving him? Like wasn't Omni-Man like losing?
Yeah,
in the fight?
He's about to die. Getting kind of close.
He was like fighting it, and then I don't think, I mean, he was probably gonna end up beating it, but like Invincible helped him because he didn't know at the time like what was happening.
I don't what even made him snap. I don't remember, because he was like helping his dad for a while, but I forget what like made him like realize. Oh, was it when he killed that guy?
Yeah, he killed
with the thing with immortal, the people in the jet.
Wait, that was on the jet.
That was after he had already like they were already fighting for a bit.
He realized when he killed Immortal, because Immortal he was like, "You killed everyone," and then he like put his fist through his chest, and then Invincible's like, "What?" But then the jet thing happened,
and then like, he killed those
like
guys.
Right in front of him. Yeah,
I don't really know when Omni-Man was like planning on telling Invincible like his whole backstory from Vulture and all that stuff, because like. He had already killed like Immortal, and like the whole public had seen it through like the news broadcast or whatever. He's like, oh, this isn't how I wanted to do this, but here's my whole backstory. Like, I don't know when he thought the best time to do that was, because I feel like whenever he told him Invincible kind of would have had the same reaction. Like, all right.
Yeah. But then by the end, he was like, oh, I should have told him as a kid. Like, I should have raised you as a Viltrumite. Yeah. That way he didn't like, you know.
I think he was like, wasn't expecting Invincible to get his powers, because he like, when the mom first told him, he looked almost upset. Probably because he figured that Invincible might like try to stop him or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, kick him.
Didn't he want like a son? I mean, like
I think he explained it. Like he got his power so late that he thought he was gonna be like I don't know, like
under, like he had already prepared that like his son wasn't a Viltrumite, he was just like, it was more of a nuisance at that point.
I got like by the end of the show, I felt like Guardians 2, like with the whole thing, like he he needs a son to like, and he's like kind of like a godlike figure, you know, to like take over the world. I don't know. It's like, that's like as soon as like that, like the finale happened, that's like immediately what I thought of.
Is the show, if the show goes forward, like, cause is like the whole, like, is Viltrumite gonna like attack Earth? Cause like, I don't see how like that could possibly happen and like anything. Cause if there's like a bunch of Omni-Mans, they're just gonna absolutely clap Earth.
Yeah. Well, I think that's like kind of where they're going. Cause like like Invincible was talking to the one dude, the planet.
Seth Rogen. Yeah,
I don't think that like happened right at the beginning, because they ended with just like all the other people on Earth that he was gonna have to fight. Like it just cut back
and forth. You're right. I remember that. It cut back and forth to like all the evil people.
Yeah, like the stone dude.
Yeah, I think the stone dude was evil.
That surprised me.
Yeah. But it wasn't even like he was still doing
the
it.
The black guy that turned to a rock.
Like he wasn't evil, I guess.
With the daughter.
It was the whole, it was like the side like thing with
against Robot Head or whatever.
Yeah.
Machine Head, yeah.
Didn't Omni-Man just like watch Invincible like die almost?
Yeah, he was just flying above it and he
was so, yeah.
Yeah, because he's like dad or something.
The interesting part is like Omni-Man kind of showed that he doesn't care. Like he called the mom like a pet instead of like whatever. And then he said, like he watched like Invincible and stuff, and he shoved his face through a train, all that stuff. So like, I was confused that he like showed mercy to Invincible at the end of the season. Like, I did not understand if that was a character moment or what, because he just flies away. Like,
I think it was a character moment.
I think it was because when he said like, "I'll have you," like,
it has to be, but
because it was like he said like, "Oh, I can just start over, get a new son," and then he's like even like you're like so powerful, whatever. If you die, like everything around you is gonna die before you're even like close to being age, like whatever. And then he's like, "So what will you have?" And then he said, "I'll have you." And then like memories kind of flash back of like him raising his son.
Do you think Omni-Man comes back as a helper of Earth, or do you like?
That'd be interesting if he became like a hero to like, help.
I think eventually that's gonna be his arc, but not right away.
Do you think in the next season he even comes back at all?
Yeah, I feel like they have to like address it.
Yeah, because it'd be weird if he just like was ignored in the whole next season.
Like that's like the main plot line. Like all the things that they cut to at the end are gonna be like side plots.
Yeah.
So like I think like it has to, they have to address it.
And is Robot gonna become like a main part of the story, or is he gonna?
I don't know.
Are all those characters like, I can't tell if they're like actually important characters or if they're literally just like a side.
The Guardians of the Glove or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll do something.
I think they're just more like a side story. Like I think that's why they did the whole thing with the Robot, to make it so just everything wasn't about Invincible.
Hey guys, you know what we haven't talked about yet?
Side plot.
Amber.
Oh, Amber.
She was my favorite character, really. Just everything she did was so just like amazing. Like, I don't know, I can't explain it, but like they wrote her character so well.
I like the part when she blamed Invincible for leaving to protect her when she knew.
That was kind of weird.
I liked it.
I will say I was kind of surprised when he like revealed it to her, and she's like, "Yeah, obviously, I already know." Like, I didn't think she knew because I thought she was kind of
But then she's just like, "You lied to me."
Yeah, I thought that was hella annoying how she was she was like, she knew that he was invincible. He was like saving people, and then she was still mad at him for being late to her stupid like charity thing or whatever.
Well, he almost died.
He's dead. Was, like, he didn't come help me and have food.
I get the reasoning behind not wanting to date someone who's like not gonna like prioritize you. But like, you can't be mad. Just like end the relationship and leave.
This sounds like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Hey, I'll be with you anyway. And then she gets frustrated because he's like Spider-Man. Yeah. So,
like, if you don't want to commit to that, then don't commit. But don't be mad. when you said that it's what you're gonna do, you know.
Yeah, Amber definitely feels like MJ a little bit, but not as bad at all, just a little bit. She has some things.
I mean, Invincible is definitely like a Peter Parker.
Do you think Invincible and Adam Eve are gonna end up together?
I think
yeah, I feel like no. They should. No,
what they should, don't. But I feel like they probably won't.
I think it's like the I think that's what's supposed to happen.
It should happen.
I mean, Adam Eve's
definitely be better.
Yeah. And she was also like, oh yeah, this is why you don't date people that aren't like superheroes, because you can't share your secrets her whole lives. So she definitely wants to get with him, and she's right. So
I hope Amber dies.
And she like came.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Bro, when she came, no, that's what I said to Nathan. I was like, Amber's for sure gonna die.
Like Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah, and she didn't die, and I cried.
There's still time.
Because there was that one part where Adam Eve like flew by, and she was like, "Oh, good for you, Mark." And I cried on the inside.
Yeah, she just goes on a personal journey of like self-discovery and just like helps the environment. And
yeah,
stuff.
She.
Like, bro, that was so random.
Why did that even happen? Like, that was so useless to the story.
They did the same thing with like the Mahler twins and them cloning robots' body. Yeah. They dedicated like 3 side plot episodes to that. Like, it was almost half the show, I feel like, where they were doing that.
Yeah. It was good. Liked it.
I don't know. The show's mostly good, like with the main storyline. I don't know. I didn't hate the side.
I didn't mind. Right. I mean, I didn't like completely hate the robot like sideline, but it was
just
like,
weird.
Yeah, it was just. I don't know.
I
was just gonna say I enjoy Adam Eve's old boyfriend. I forget his name.
Rex.
Oh my
Rex.
God. Like,
I just enjoy him because he just gets destroyed.
Yeah, but then he had like a character development. So it's
didn't he? Yeah.
Like, am I supposed to like him now?
No.
Not really.
But he's funny.
It's just funny because he's basically just gets like destroyed. Like, everyone just picks on him and stuff. And then Adam Eve just breaks up with him.
Yeah, bro. When Monster Girl just clapped him, that was so funny.
Yeah.
Bro, okay, does Monster Girl just die if she uses her powers too much? Does she just get too young and then she just is a baby? Like, I don't
probably.
But Robot's gonna fix it, I feel like.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought that's what he was doing in the beginning. Like, as soon as it was revealed that he released the Mahler twins, I was like, oh, he's like probably doing something for Monster Girl. But then it was like to get his, I mean, I guess it still was for Monster Girl, but it was like to get his own body.
So how old is Robot actually?
He said he was like 20 30, something.
Yeah, why did he look like that? Like, why was he a mushy? Like,
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Wait, so how old is
She's like the same age.
They're like similar age.
They're like the same age in like both like aspects. Like, their actual age is like near the same, and then their body, like, what they look like is also near.
Didn't Monster Girl like die? Wait, what? It was in the stone one when she
looked like she died.
Didn't her jaw get like ripped open when she was a monster?
Died.
All of them died.
Bro, the lion, it was insane.
Yeah,
he was one of the guys they showed in like those.
Lion.
The lion, dude. What was his name?
Using the staff to like tear through people. I didn't understand.
He killed everybody.
And it was like easy.
Like, I felt so bad for the black dude who like didn't have his powers anymore. He got them back just so randomly.
I don't even know what his powers are though.
I still don't. I don't know what his powers were before and after
being black.
Like, he had that suit, and I don't know what it did.
It made him strong. He's just like strong. Like, that's, I don't know. He could probably jump or something.
It's so racist.
It was not. How is that? Okay.
Exactly what you meant.
All right. Let's talk about Adam Eve.
Yeah.
That was
fatty.
That's all you could say.
What?
That Adam Eve is a baddie. That was half the reason that I watched the show.
Yeah.
I thought it felt more like The Boys at the beginning than definitely at the end. But I like with the part where just like there's a ton of superheroes everywhere that aren't even like part of the team. They just like exist kind of in life. And
it's like also showing like an aspect that like superheroes can be bad.
Yeah, and it was obviously like gory. Like it felt kind of similar to The Boys, definitely. Yeah, but, like, it wasn't that.
By the end, it was like, yeah, it was just the gore, and then Omni-Man being like, yeah, homeland.
And I don't know. I don't even know like what they're setting up on it. Like I know they set up a bunch of stuff on like those like that late credit scene and stuff. But it was just like Steven said earlier, it was just a bunch of stuff from like the side plots from like the first season. Like I don't really know.
It's just like comic. I mean, it's probably like what happened in the comic book. So
yeah, I think he'll probably just have to like train and get better, and then like the Guardians of the Globe will too. Yeah. And then they'll fight Omni-Man at the end, or like the Viltrumite.
He's gonna get beat up again.
But Omni-Man can't be like the main villain. Like he can't be like the only main villain again.
Well, he probably helps. Is he gonna fight Viltrum, like, or something?
How many seasons is there gonna be? Like how many much?
They've renewed it 2 and 3 so far.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like?
I feel like they'll probably make it long.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it gonna be like a really long time to like is it gonna be like a normal TV show where it just takes like a year, or a year and a half to come out with it?
I think it might have been 2021, or
maybe the end of this year. Maybe, I don't know.
That's I feel like you can make an animated show a lot quicker than you can make a live.
Do they do the voice actors like? Do they say their lines and they animate it based off their lines?
I think
they
so.
Animate first,
Like I think if you're a voice actor, you can do a lot of your shooting like in a day or two. Like you're not a day or two, but like pretty short amount of time.
Just finishes the whole show.
Yeah, like I think it's a lot quicker, but I don't know.
Well, I like the big shows. Like they all do multiple voices.
Yeah. I think they got good actors.
They had such like an all-star cast for like a first season, like for a show completely new. Like they had like Mark Hamill and then
Seth Rogen. I feel like
who did Mark Hamill play?
The costume,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name, Art?
That dude was cool. Yeah, Art. I thought that dude was going to get killed. I 100% thought he was going to get killed by
him. Yeah, Omni-Man went over there and then
And they just had like wine or whatever.
They had like she had like a beer and it was just like... Yeah.
So weird. It definitely
like, remember when...
Yeah, I don't know what that...
Yeah, Vermeer, I know you haven't seen The Boys, but it definitely felt the same with Omni-Man, where you're just, like, tense the whole time because you know what he's, like, capable of, and you know that he's kind of, like, insane.
Bro, Homelander is crazy.
Yeah. Well, you've seen some of The Boys, right, I think?
I've just seen clips of him being a great person.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I've, like, seen comment sections, and everyone says Omni-Man would just, like, destroy Homelander.
Omni-Man's invincible. Like, I don't even understand how he could possibly lose to anybody.
He's more invincible than invincible.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, that's okay. That's like the whole premise of the show is like the reason the title card gets bloodier and bloodier is like because he's realizing he's like not invincible. That's what I told Nathan like from the beginning.
Yeah, like, I just thought it was because it got more gory, but you're probably right.
Is that? Yeah, I was thinking.
It's like it was Nathan. Like from the beginning. Like he said. His name was Invincible. He's like a little optimistic, right? Like it's what everyone like told him, and then
dies a bunch of times.
Like as the show went on, he like slowly like got beaten down, and like by the end of the show, he doesn't even want to be invincible anymore. Like in the beginning, he was so excited to be a superhero. I don't know. I think it's just him like realizing that like being a superhero isn't like what it seems like. It's not like as like
the comic books that he read.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like Omni-Man had that bomb exploding on him and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And like Invincible, just like, it seems like he gets beat up so much quicker.
No, it seems like aren't they the same level? Of, like, shouldn't they be able to take the same level of hits?
He's like only half Viltrumite or whatever.
Maybe.
But then, Omni-Man said like, since Viltrumite blood is so like strong, he's basically 99% Viltrumite.
That's weird.
Because it like takes over.
Week.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, how did his powers come in super late? Like, I don't understand how that happened. If he was Viltrumite, why did it?
Trash.
It's like puberty. Yeah.
No, I kind of thought it was gonna be like I thought at the beginning it was gonna be like a big thing, him trying to get his powers. Then he just like automatically just like throws the trash thing into the sky.
I thought it was gonna be like character development where he's like begging for his power, and then he just got them.
Yeah,
no, I have mixed feelings about that because like obviously like it kind of felt like quick, and like he learned how to fly and then he pretty much was like in action immediately. But I also kind of like it because I feel like this show knows that like a lot of things focus on like an origin story and superhero things, and like in movies, it takes like 40 minutes to an hour to like establish an origin story. Yeah. And I feel like it was kind of good that they showed it through like him already teaming up with people and like going on adventures. Like I thought they did it better than just doing like the normal stuff they do with a young.
I think they made it like realistic, because like I mean like obviously they kind of sped up the process of him getting his powers, but like nobody really, unless like the characters are really well-written character, you don't really want to see a superhero without his power. It's kind of boring most of the time. But they showed it so it's like realistic, like where he actually like learned his powers, and like by the end he's like still doesn't really have full control, like he gets
his origin story is the whole season pretty much.
Yeah,
it's kind of good.
It's not where like someone like immediately learns their powers.
Omni-Man is like a spin-off of Superman, right? Or is that
kind of, because he like
every like superhero like that is like Homelander too,
like both of them are like mortal, because it's like the Guardians of the Globe supposed to be Justice League.
Batman.
He was literally Batman. That was so funny.
He got clapped. That man did nothing. It was Nightman or something. Nightwing.
Darkwing.
No, it was like
Darkwing. Darkwing.
I don't even know how the characters, like, I just know they all died immediately. Like,
they're in an episode. Yeah. The only one that comes back is a
mortal. I don't understand how the green one who could like be like phased through stuff.
Oh yeah.
How did he, I don't understand how he even got, like, couldn't she have just never phased back and then he can't touch her?
I
don't know.
Well, she got destroyed though.
Yeah, and the Martian dude too.
Yeah. The Martians. Like, I remember that episode, and now they're all like the evil Martians, you know?
Yeah.
They have to resolve that too.
Yeah, that was one of the other things they showed. I don't know. Yeah,
I feel like that has to be a main plot line. Like, it's like a big deal.
No, because like, didn't those things seem like overpowered when he like tried to fight them?
They were like taking over the whole planet.
Yeah,
this is kind of random, but I like the line at the end of the season, because he was like talking to Seth Rogen, like the alien or whatever, and he was like, when Seth Rogen was talking about like Viltrum and like all the space stuff and how they're like conquering other planets, he's like, oh wow, like I used to think like all the stuff happening to me like pretty much over the course of the season was like super big and important, but like he like realized it was small scale. And I kind of thought about that with like Marvel and stuff. Like the first Avengers movie felt so big when it was a thing, and like aliens are attacking, and then like fast forward to now, there's like 10 times as many heroes, and like they're going in space and fighting Thanos and time traveling and all. Like, I thought that was interesting how he almost like broke the fourth wall or addressed like how small scale stuff kind of starts. I just thought that was interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
Not even like the first Avengers movie, like the first Iron Man movie is literally about terrorism. Like, that's it.
But it feels like a big threat, like when you're watching the movie, but then it's so like, minuscule.
And then it just becomes like an alien, like
everything.
A Titan dude trying to kill half the universe.
Like, isn't that like the problem with creating like new superheroes now is like they kind of have to go back to that like the grounding, because like to create a superhero, you don't want to like, I mean, I guess Spider-Man, like they did it really well.
I feel like Marvel has like learned to stray away from their like formula and like make good movies with good villains that like aren't, that's like realistic, like not like so small scale that you're, it's like, oh, like we're going back to this, but like it's still like not like a Thanos level threat.
Yeah,
Thanos level threat.
Like Carly Morgenthau, what a great.
Yes.
Well,
I don't like her.
She's the only language people understand.
Should I blow things up?
I'm still salty about that show, kind of.
Is there going to be a Falcon Winter Soldier 2 with like?
So there should be. So
I don't know. Like, there's definitely not going to be WandaVision.
No, WandaVision would make sense. No Falcon would, just because like they just left so many things open, and like I don't think they can resolve it with a movie. Like, we talked about this in the podcast. It's just weird. I feel like there has to be season 2.
Yeah.
Or something.
But I don't know how that'd end though.
I don't know.
Wait, what's his face is a super soldier too now, right? The bad Captain America.
Yeah, what's his name?
John Walker.
It's John only Walker. I mean, wait, Carly, did Carly die? I don't even remember the end of the show.
Yeah,
she did. All right, so it's just him, and he's the only super soldier.
Bucky,
but is Bucky okay? Is Bucky a super soldier? Is he just metal arm? He is. Oh, he's also.
He's like
soldier?
Worse. He's like worse than some of the other ones. I feel like.
I don't know. He got it like like that's why he survived the fall in Captain America. Like he had already gotten the Super Soldier Serum.
Did he really before that?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
because he got it.
Because they when they were already trying to brainwash him.
Yeah, like so. When Captain America saves him in the first movie, he's like on a table, like being experimented on. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I never like heard
something.
That either.
I don't. Something happened because
probably like, you're right. I mean, that makes sense.
Like, yeah, there's no way he would have survived the fall without it. I feel like.
Yeah.
He got something, and maybe he got more later or something.
They could have just like, if he didn't have it before, they could have like used it to save him. If they found him on the ground.
That's what I thought it was, but I think Steven. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, he's a super soldier.
After watching, oh, that's there. You go.
I was just gonna say, there's that one weird lady.
Oh,
yeah, who starts talking to?
Yeah.
Stupid. What's his name?
John Walker. Oh,
John Walker. That's I was thinking.
What's her name Walker. Again? Lady Hydra. Or something. It's like somebody like that. She's like
Madame Hydra.
I don't even know.
Wait, Hydra? Well, she's part of Hydra.
What's her name?
It's so confusing. Her? Huh?
What was her like actual name?
Oh yeah, Val. It was Val.
Yeah. Okay.
Lady Hydra.
That's it's something like that. I was really confused. Hydra's back, but I don't know. Yeah, and then okay, why are we talking? We're supposed to be talking about Invincible.
No, anyway, I was gonna say like after watching a couple live action shows. Well, not just from Marvel, but I've seen a couple where like some are hits, some are misses, and like some don't keep me engaged, and then. I feel like every single animated show I've watched lately has been like a banger, and it's given me like an appreciation for it. Cause like I've watched Avatar and Legend of Korra and Clone Wars, and then now this, and like it's making me more excited to watch like animated stuff because I feel like it's gonna be better.
Yeah,
especially the popular stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, animated stuff like you don't have to worry about bad actors really.
Yeah,
because they're just talking. That's and you true. Animate the rest.
Yeah, one of Cosmonauts like. Critiques or whatever he said like the animating was bad. I thought it was fine.
Invincible
it. Yeah, he said it was like choppy and stuff. I don't even know.
I kind of saw what he was talking about. I saw a clip on YouTube or whatever. They were looking at like the VFX or it was VFX artist react so channel whatever, but they like showed a thing and I guess they spent a lot of their budget because they didn't have a huge one yet. Like now they will because they made money off it, but because of season one they spent a lot on the cast and like some of the special effects I kind of cut through, and there's a scene like it's literally a copy and paste of like an Invincible, like almost looks like a sticker, and it's him
where he's falling. Yes, I've seen that, and I noticed that
across the screen, like it just a still of him, and they kind of did that a couple times. Like now that I think about it, but it never like bothered me. I thought it was just
when I was watching that, I was whatever.
I mean, they can't really change it that much in between seasons. That'd be weird.
No, well, Clone Wars changed a lot.
Clone Wars did. Oh yeah. They got so much.
They got way better. The animation.
Rams get like.
And then Rebels just went to shit.
Avatar got better. Rebels is garbage.
No, I gotta watch Rebels this summer. That's my mission, Steve.
It's an interesting show. The animation is just like it hurts sometimes.
Yeah, I just feel like the characters are gonna suck. Like I like this
Ezra.
And Zeb.
Kanan's a good character.
Yeah, because he's a Jedi.
Ezra, not so much.
If you're gonna be addressed in the Bad Batch, I don't.
He already was, and he's gone now forever.
But no, but like, is it like?
Oh yeah, he was young.
Is he just not coming back? That was it. He just
I doubt he's gonna come back in the Bad Batch. So
people random. Just kind of show up in that show. They're like, "Hey, this person."
I thought it was gonna be like a main character.
You did in the Bad Batch?
I mean, it seemed like he was set up to be, or like.
Have you not seen Rebels?
No.
Because in Rebels, he still like absolutely just hates clones. Like he will not even like talk to.
He's like a racist to clones.
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway. Yeah.
Joey, you should watch Clone Wars.
Maybe. I have to watch Legend of Korra first.
That's true.
That means no. That means I'll watch it. Not.
What's better, Clone Wars or Legend of Korra? Debate time.
Clone Wars.
Avatar is better though.
Legend of Korra isn't bad. I have to like disclaim that, Joey. It's just not not Avatar. Yeah. You cannot expect Avatar.
I mean, I watched the first episode. It didn't seem bad.
Yeah, it's just like a spin-off. It feels like you have to look at it as a spin-off and not a sequel.
Yeah. The show is good. Korra is not good. I don't like her as a character.
Yeah, no, she seemed kind of annoying.
I don't like Korra that much.
Yeah, but she has a good arc. I liked her arc.
Before season 4. Season 4 ruined the entire show for me.
Nathan loves, but not loves season 4. We like.
I saw it was better than season 2.
Okay, season 2 was also bad.
Yeah. I guess 3-1, and then a steep drop off, and then
season 4. Season 3 was so good. Like, season 3.
No, 3 was so good. That's why I had so much promise for season 4.
It has to. Yeah,
I wasn't going in hopeful because I already knew season 4 was going to be bad, like from you and just from everyone ever.
I think having low expectations made season 4 better for me because I thought it was going to suck completely, and I was like, hey, this isn't like
terrible.
This is bad as season 2.
Final play was funny though. Okay, anyway, this is so off topic. Joey is just sitting here. He doesn't know what's happening.
Because this is more.
Yeah.
More, Joey, don't watch season 4. It's not worth it.
I just wanted to take a break because I watched all of Avatar in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was like,
and so I,
rightfully so.
Yeah, I watched it that fast too. So don't worry.
No, I watched it faster.
They did.
Yeah.
Avatar is so good. I want to watch it again, but I also feel like I need to watch Rebels.
Amazing.
I want to watch so many things again, but I need to watch so many things first.
Like The Boys.
Like The Boys, yeah. Whatever, you should watch The Boys.
I don't want to watch that.
That is your show. That is.
Yeah, Brave.
Is it just because Danny likes it?
Yes, that's exactly why. I remember
it's
when Danny used to just talk about it, and I would just don't talk. Actually, no. This is on the podcast, Danny. I like when you talk.
It's like if you think.
Oh my god!
What? Okay, if you think like Invincible hooks you, like The Boys hooks you from like the first scene.
Yeah,
I could have watched it with my dad, but I didn't feel like watching it with him.
Like the first scene, like,
that would be.
Oh yeah, that'd be uncomfortable probably.
Yeah, a lot, just so much.
Not only that, but like if I like were to watch it, I'd still be watching it. Like it'd take at least like 3-4 months to watch the season.
The episodes are long; they're like an hour each.
Oof.
But it's good.
Are they still making more seasons, or is it done?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're coming out.
Danny asked me. He's like, "When does season 3 come out?" I don't even know. Like, I think it's this year, but I don't know.
Yeah, because they keep talking about like Soldier Boy.
Yeah,
and I don't know who that is.
What even happened? I don't remember what happened at the end. All I remember is Joey spoiled it.
Did I?
Or, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Joey. It was Joey.
Who thinks the Black Widow movie is going to be good?
You do or don't?
I don't.
I've seen very mixed things. So
I thought it was going to be good, but now the reviews are scaring me.
I think it'll be fine. I don't think it's going to be insanely good or insanely bad.
I heard there's no main villain, really. Like, it's just stuff kind of happens.
Taskmaster, like what?
The Ben White guy I watched said that Taskmaster's in there to have like a filler antagonist, like while the main one like hides.
I don't know. That's weird.
But Taskmaster's not gonna be a sister.
He's like a. I don't know what he's like.
Is that Natasha's real family? Like the family?
I don't know.
In Civil War or in Winter Soldier, when the computer.
Oh yeah.
He's like, or something. No. Red Skull says like.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Yeah. So.
It can't be then.
Does that mean Hopper has to die? Because like he's not in the future movies.
I know. I feel like he could have gotten a better character. But...
All I know is the sister's supposed to be in future stuff. So
yeah,
sister's a baddie.
I think that she's gonna take over with Black Widow.
The sister's in that one like wrestling movie.
Movie.
It's like about the WWE.
Huh. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Is it called Paige?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie. But The Rock.
Or that's not, no, that's not what the movie's called, but that's what the girl's name is in the movie.
How did you know that when you didn't watch the movie?
What? Oh, I used to watch a WWE.
Oh.
That movie was like based on like an actual real person.
No, yeah. The person who was based on. Like she ended up making it, and then she like won the Divas Championship, which was now changed to women's. No, but then like she got like fired because she did some weird stuff. So like I don't know if they put that in the movie or not, because like
they didn't. They just ended with her like fighting someone and winning.
Yeah, because she said she did some weird stuff and she got fired.
What do you mean about weird stuff, Kramer?
I don't know.
We're going so many times.
David Dobrik things. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was exactly it.
Actually?
No.
Because he should be in prison, probably.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we were talking about for Invincible.
Invincible, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Black Widow.
No, we're talking about Black Widow.
Yeah, I was talking about those, Steven. I'm scared they're gonna mess up Loki because the other two shows they just had a big shebang at the end, and I feel like that's kind of what they're gonna do.
Need to watch the episode tonight.
Joe, you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
I was about to ruin it so hard.
I was about to say something.
Yeah, no, I have not.
It's good. Don't listen to IGN.
Joey King shows up and he's like, "Hi, I'm King."
Yeah.
What's on Mephisto's there?
Joey, there's a new Mephisto, and it's King the Conqueror. Everybody. Wait,
what if King is?
They think he's the timekeeper, right?
Yeah, but maybe it's true, and maybe I'm a hater. But
Joey, Tony Stark dies.
Oh yeah, Tony Stark's dead. So.
That does happen.
Yeah, irony.
They show it again.
Good.
Just for fun.
Good.
They just cut to it. Wait, when is Black Widow supposed to be set? Like after Civil War, right?
Before Infinity War and after Civil War.
Okay. So I thought.
I'm excited. It's gonna be so good.
I thought it was like a complete origin story. Like before everything, but then I realized it's not.
After Civil War, before Infinity War. I'm trying to think, what were the movies in between those two?
Homecoming,
filler Doctor movies,
Strange, Ragnarok.
Just filler movies.
Black so not
all the other characters.
Yeah.
All right. So it was like wasn't anything with the major ones really.
What happened to her in at the end of Civil War? She was just like with Tony, right? Talking.
She was on the run.
She like betrayed
Tony at the end.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And helped.
She let them get away.
Yeah, but she was like still like at Infinity War, like her Captain America.
Falcon,
yeah, came back from being on the run. This is just like part of when she was
just running.
But, no, because they set up the team, right? They set up it was Captain America, Vision, Wanda, and Falcon. They had the squad or whatever.
Well, Cap, Black Widow, and Falcon went to go save Vision and Wanda.
Yeah.
But were they like doing avenging during that time period, or were they just like laying low?
They don't say.
Find out in the movie where she.
Also, how long was that period? Because like, if Wanda and Vision got super, like, how long did it take for them to get like super close?
I think it was just like it was like in like real world time.
Yeah, real time. So probably 2 years to Civil War.
Also, the timeline is super weird. Like,
now it's like 5 years in the future.
But then they like messed up in Spider-Man because they said
the wrong date.
And it made it so confusing.
What?
Like at the beginning of Homecoming, they're like 9 years before or something like that when they flash back.
So weird.
Like that doesn't match up with like what they told us. Like that each year.
Wait, when they showed him like Tony Parker or Tony.
Parker and Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Spurs earlier.
It's
Vulture
is like talking about the Battle of New York and stuff. Right? Is that what?
Yeah, there's like cleaning up alien wreckage, and they're like 9 years later. Or
Okay, yeah. Now I remember.
Marvel's like, I forgot. The way they did the time like conflicted with another time they said something. So
they failed.
So who knows? You know what? They've already failed me a couple times this phase already. Far From Home was good, and then WandaVision, I don't know.
WandaVision was amazing, Nathan.
Isn't Far From Home still phase three?
That was the end of phase three.
So okay, the phase four just sucks.
I mean, it's only been shows, so like really, like how much can we judge?
Loki's been good though.
I don't know about this episode.
It's good. This one's good.
I went on Disney Plus and it was like, you know, organizes it by like phases. It's like phase one, phase two, and then it said phase three and four. I was like, wait, what? And then I realized, oh yeah, the shows. And then I was sad. Because the shows
are they? Do you think they're going to continue to do like a bunch of shows, or
probably because money?
Because they have What If is after, and then She-Hulk,
Miss Marvel, and Hawkeye.
She-Hulk going to be? It's not. That's not animated, right? That's actual.
No, it's a real person.
That's going to be actually super. Like I enjoy it. I want to because I always want a Hulk movie so bad.
With She-Hulk.
Well, Abomination's in Shang-Chi, so
that's so
I thought
yes.
I thought they just made him look weird because he looks like a fish, but that's actually how he looks in the comics.
Yeah, in the comics, it's weird.
I've just grown up with him looking like a dinosaur.
Bad Hulk.
In the movie.
I don't even remember the Incredible Hulk movie, so
I'm not good.
I'm not gonna go back.
It's not good.
What are Hulk's main villains besides Abomination?
Abomination. Oh, Red Hulk, right?
Red Hulk, yes.
He's like Ross, Thunderbolt Ross.
The military. Yeah. So he's just the military. He fights the military a lot. All the time. Remember when Hulk had a love interest?
I know. And then she just like disappeared.
She's not there.
Yeah, and then they came back and they're like, hi.
Dude, no, then he had a thing also with Black Widow in Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking.
No, no, the love interest in Incredible Hulk. It's General Ross's daughter, but then she doesn't come back.
No, yeah.
She's gone. It's like Jane. Except they actually gave an explanation for Jane. They're like, oh, we broke up.
No, she came back because she got a big contract, I think.
For I know. Wait, why'd she
leave? She got massive because she didn't get a big enough contract.
But that's so garbage. You can't just leave in the middle of them.
Yes, that's why they
made them like break up in the movies because she left.
Because she didn't.
Yeah,
she was mad. She was getting money.
No, because it was so random. Like, they just set up that they're like...
Yeah, no, it was weird. I never knew that. Oops.
This isn't Invincible.
They're going to mess up Loki. I'm warning everyone.
No.
Don't say that. Thor's not going to die, right?
Well...
I really don't think he dies.
I don't know. I think... I watched some video, and they were talking about, like... Because what's her name? Jane's supposed to be able to like use Mjolnir.
Yeah, she's supposed to become Thor.
But apparently, like in whatever video I watched, it was like based on the comics. They said that whenever like the female Thor used Mjolnir, it like took away like some of her life. So maybe she'll die. Not.
I hope so.
Thor. She's
funny.
That would be awesome.
I hope she comes back with a huge contract only to die. That'd be.
It started coming out the Marvel 2 as well.
No,
because they need another. Like they're trying to like diversify the MCU, so they need.
No one cares. It's gonna be the worst movie. It's gonna be in like the 1990s, and it's just.
I'm talking about. Well, that movie's not gonna be good either. But I'm talking.
What
about,
are you talking about, Steve?
A female Hulk. I mean, a female whore. Like they're not gonna kill her. Like just,
what did you just say?
Thor.
Yeah. Oh no, female Thor is gonna be fired.
That's what. You're not listening.
We're talking about Jane and the massive contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joey was like,
"Oh, well, did I just no? I was saying that Captain Marvel is gonna suck.
I know.
No, yeah, we know that, but anyway.
Joey was talking about how it takes away her life, and then
I don't know.
No, I know. I would like no, video. But like I think she's gonna be an interesting character. Like I already like I want to see her in the movie.
You just like her because she's Padme, bro.
Why? Oh, sure, Stephen. I like her for a character arc.
What movie? Because
you only
Star Wars: Attack of the Clones. Specifically,
specifically when she gets
when they're in the arena.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. What a good character.
On top of
the post. You only like her personality because she's attractive. Is what you told us.
I don't know what you're talking about, Steven.
You said you
personality only... comes from within.
Yeah.
Life lessons in the very.
All right. About Adam Eve? How's Adam Eve's personality?
Seems like a good person. She saves so many people.
Mm-hmm. You know that
he has a good personality.
Okay, but what about Amber?
She helps out a volunteer charity thing.
Yeah, Amber helps out
annoying.
Why is that Joey?
She just does annoying things.
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Should we wrap up?
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't talked about Invincible. I'm
but that's what happened with the other Braver
podcast. We finished talking about it.
I know.
I think there's nothing else to say.
Yeah, I know. I mean, let's see.
No, we're, yes.
Yeah, we pretty much covered everything.
Joey, go watch Loki.
Okay, I will.
You gotta watch it. Braver, come back for the ending. We need him here.
No?
Kramer.
Okay, just like edit a his face back in the screen.
Should I start the ending and plugs and hoping Raymer will be here by the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That is pretty much it for the Invincible podcast slash just every Thanks. Other show all ever. Yeah, that's you know, like the video if you liked what you watch, subscribe to see future podcasts talking about more movies and shows.
Hit the notifications bell.
Yes, do that. I've never actually said that. Thank you, Joey. Hit the notification bell. Okay, Joey's gone. What else? Oh, go follow our TikTok and Instagram at podcast_time_times. Changing the name soon. Leave suggestions in the comments. Oh, hi, Colin. Colin, is there anything you want to say? Okay. I don't think you said anything. Oh. Bremer, come back. Yeah, on the Instagram and TikTok we post clips. That's Nathan's job, so he will do that soon, hopefully.
We have one clip. Is there just one clip on Instagram?
No, we have, or is it on Instagram? I don't know. On TikTok we have a lot.
I'll have TikTok, so
you should get TikTok then. Yeah, this video is sponsored by SeatGeek. That's not
true. There's five videos.
Like, yeah. Literally the easiest way possible. You see them helping me describe my friends like cars. Oh my god, David! Oh my god!
Bremer!
Are you guys going to make a new name for the podcast?
We will.
Yeah. Comment below if you have any ideas for a new name.
I already said this.
I wasn't listening then.
Okay. That's All right. Yeah, we don't know what to name it, but we need a name. And as soon as we get a name, we'll probably release it on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts.
Yes.
It's just convenient.
And podcast app on your phone.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Subscribe, please.
Oh, Joy. We need money. Okay, Bremer's here. We can end it now.
We need money.
Yes, please. Give our video more watch
this
time.
This video blows
so we
up.
Can qualify for shared monetization
money.
I'm social media manager, so contact me if you want to hop on the podcast
at his personal account
at the Beast Mason.
Yes, that one.
That's my old account, Joey.
That was the best account. That was like
River, but go follow that account.
I followed the Beast Mason.
I need to follow
him back. I followed him too.
Well, he can't follow you back. He wants to, but
is it gone forever, River?
Yeah.
It's sad.
I lost that account.
It's sad now. Okay. I think that's it. Everyone say bye.
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 Bye. Bremer, say bye. Bremer, say bye. Bremer. Bye. Okay. Bye now.